Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots get it done 13-10. They are now 2-0, not only with their season, but in the division as well. Again, not a pretty win, but they'll take it.
No, it's still gutsy. I mean, they're still coming away with these wins with a pretty good effort in the fourth quarter, especially defensively. Now, There are a lot of problems offensively. Clearly, there's some patience that's going to be needed with the young receivers. But talking to Logan Mankins after the game, he said, hey, this is the NFL now. You really can't be patient for too long. They're already 1/8 of the way through the season. They're going to need to see that improvement quickly. But defensively, some really real positives in this game and what the Patriots did against Geno.
Two sacks by Chandler Jones, 3 picks in the fourth quarter. I thought the defense all around, Tommy Kelly looked great, Rob Ninkovich looked great. Julian Edelman had a really good game as well, which he had to, and only 54 total rushing yards by the Patriots tonight, which I can't say is a total surprise. It's hard to rush against these guys.
All these numbers that offensively don't look great for the Patriots, woeful on third down. Like you said, they could not run the ball, and really Julian Edelman was the only consistent go-to guy that Tom Brady had on this night, and he went to him a lot.
Right.
That's what we're going to be looking at here. No Gronk, no Amendola, no Shane Vereen. I mean, who are the guys that Tom Brady can trust? And we're seeing it's really Julian Edelman right now, especially if they don't have the running game going. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see right now, until they get that passing game going, this team is going to have to win games with their defense, with turnovers. And I thought they'd be able to run the ball better. They haven't done that. Well yet.
Well, and with the rookie receivers, it's going to take time and it's going to take patience. So I don't think that anybody really needs to be up in arms in their second NFL game. Not a great performance by them on any stretch.
And it's remarkable. Their top 4 wide receivers in this game were Julian Edelman, a former college quarterback, and 3 rookies, one of whom played in his first game. You wonder how they can still win these games. And they're going to be playing some better teams pretty soon. They're not going to win the games if they play the way they have. Now they have 10 days to face Tampa Bay. They've got a little time, a little breather. We'll see what they do.
Well, and Gerard Mayo said, now that they don't have to play a game in 3 or 4 days, they've got some time to really go back, not just look at the Jets film, but look at the Bills film and really take time to, look over the things that they need to mistake. They're not in a rush now to get to the next game. So that would be good, having a good 10-day stretch there.
Bottom line, what you said, they're 2-0 in the division.
Right.
That's what's most important right now.
And we're moving on to Tampa Bay. They'll be here in 10 days. That will wrap it up from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.